This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we are playing the videos, Jay. Ready? This is a non-singing, well, maybe we should sing. This is a non-singing spotlight on what's going on in the world today. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
Chew tech or not chew tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it would take us to get, it'd take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw, with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them, what's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia? James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's try this. James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about
it. Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are, period?
Yeah, I know what those are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
there we go. The Encyclopedia Britannica, it's like one of the
standards
of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, anyway. So this, the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty, and part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She
one?
Goes up she sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another place.
Doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brains, manual reexamination, confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Or lost in translation and ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So there are, we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. All right, now, we have people who share with us not only social media stuff, we were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is fair game. Happy to have you if you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson. Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes me think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it, mm-hmm. right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She's in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's it. Passing along. See what people think, how they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. The growing Burmese python population, say that again, Doug, the growing Burmese python population is, we go to the Everglades National Park, actually, for this, but not necessarily just the Everglades, hey, Doug, there it is, not necessarily the Everglades National Park, the only site for Burmese pythons. Matter of fact, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They are everywhere.
Everybody gets a python.
Right. Research paper released by the U.S. Geological Survey. Burmese pythons in South Florida represent one of the most intractable management issues the world has ever known. Talk about invasive species. So what good are Burmese pythons? Why would we want to protect Burmese pythons? You know, everybody, all of the environmental people run around saying, well, we got to protect all the species. Why would you want to protect Burmese pythons?
I don't think
pythons?
They're trying to protect them right now.
No, they aren't. But that they did for
so
a while.
Much.
That's why they're out of control now.
Well, and then people who I think get them as little pets, and then they get too big. The largest one ever recorded in Florida was carrying 122 eggs. Like, these things are massive. It was 19 feet long.
Yuck.
But also, isn't the Burmese pythons, weren't they doing different, if having people go out and hunt them and get them, and whoever got the most or killed the most won some kind of monetary prize, and now they're saying, like, it's likely impossible to eradicate them.
Well, something's got to happen, boy. These guys are going to be a real problem down there. Instead of the bugs taking over, the snakes are going to take over after humans mess things up. You know, I'm going to tell you a crude story.
Okay.
This I used to wear. My family had a place down in Palm Beach County starting in 1964, excuse me, when my mother was sick. And so it was a little place, and then my father got another place. My father loved going down there and playing golf with the breakers and all that stuff. And so all of us, well, actually my two sisters didn't spend much time there, but I spent a lot of time down there. And I had a job. I did mornings on WPBR back in 86, 87, before I went to Cincinnati. There was a problem with people flushing these things down the toilet. So I had a place in over in Palm Beach, a little place that I'd rented on the beach. And one morning before going to the radio station, I was doing my daily duty, and something happened that turned out to be embarrassing, shocking. It hurt. So use your imagination and think about what has happened. You've probably heard these stories because it's happened, not frequently, but it's happened to a number of people. They sit on the toilet, and up from the toilet comes something that was flushed down the toilet. And if you don't move fast enough, you're going to get a scar on your butt.
That is like one of my biggest fears.
Isn't that awful? That is something that a lot of people, but some people experience. So.
Oof.
This ad furnished by Nesmataju LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com, and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warren Eckstein with us again from the Pet Show. I have my latest round of hugs and kisses. I have never eaten hugs and kisses. Daisy likes them a lot. Charlotte liked them a lot. If I were to eat one of those, what would my experience, what would my sensation be, Warren?
You would stop shedding, number one. Your digestion would be a lot better, number two.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, it has. You see, what I did is I actually not only probiotics, I added prebiotics to Hugs and Kisses, which feed the probiotics and make them work better. So, yeah, I think you would feel a whole lot better. I've tasted them.
Yeah? Yeah. Is that why you have such a good head of hair? I should have known.
There you go.
Right.
I stopped scratching. I stopped itching.
That's right. So if you want, go to thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com to order your hugs and kisses for your dog, your cat. I was just looking at what they're doing here in my hometown. I'm going to have an adoption day on the farm. And
great
so
idea.
Somebody sent me some information about what's... not that I didn't know, because I see these things all the time. But it's good to underscore it. And the more you do, you can't over... This is something you can't overdo.
So that
I saw... Yes, Warren.
I was just going to say, it came up on the air this week. Is hey, Warren, how come every time I bathe my dog, he runs outside and rolls in the dirt?
Because that's what dogs are supposed to do.
Well, you know, you're kind of right. I put together a list of the just off the top of my head on the show, of why they do it. Number one is, let's face it, it could be itch. They just have an itch, and they want to roll around to scratch it.
Roll around and scratch it, yep.
Also, right. Dogs roll around when they're excited or happy. But here's something a lot of people don't understand. They also roll around to cover up their scent so predators can't track them down.
Really?
And another reason is, you ever smell some of those shampoos? When was the last time you saw a dog use apple, pineapple shampoo? They get rid of the fragrance smell from the shampoo or soap their owners use. Also, on the opposite end, they roll around in the dirt because they leave their own scent there as well. And the question came up, should I stop my dog from rolling around in the dirt? The answer is absolutely not. That's why God created water. Wash them again. The dog's having a good
night. Wash them again. Wash them again. Better, better. I see Demi Moore has a pet chihuahua. Who apparently the dog's name is Pilaf, and he is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the shortest dog. How don't you have a chihuahua?
My dogs, both Molly and Lily, are what they call chai pins. They're Chihuahua min pincher mixes. They're blended as well. You know, it's interesting, though. You hear so many people talking about their dog, and it should be Guinness's World. I just saw a commercial on TV here in California where some guy, I think it's the guy who played Robin on Batman, is toting that if you feed your dog his food, the dog can live a long life. And he says he has an Irish Wolfhound mix that's 27 and a half years old.
Wow.
The average lifespan of an Irish Wolfhound is like 8 years, okay? So I'm a little questioning about
Adam Ward and what was the other guy's name?
Oh, I
know who you're talking about. Yeah, I can see him.
He has a dog food out now. I forget what it's called. But anyway, he has all these old dogs around there. I think according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the oldest dog was like 23 or 24. But his Irish Wolfhound, after feeding this food that I just heard about now for the last 20 years, his dog is 27 and a half. Yeah. Be careful when you shop. Read the labels carefully and make sure the dog food is AFCO certified, A-F-F-C-O. AFCO is kind of like the Food and Drug Administration for pet food.
For dogs and cats. Here's the story of a lost dog who trekked 150 miles across the Alaskan Sea before he obviously was frozen. He was reunited with his family. It kind of goes to show you up in Nome, as the old song. Remember that song, North to Alaska?
Yeah, sure.
They're right on the Russian border. And so this dog got lost and was out for a month in the frozen Bering Straits, and yet he survived to get back to his owner.
Love. Love wins over everything. If you love something enough, you will find your way back home.
Yep, really. Really and truly, what a great story. Also, don't forget to celebrate National Farm Animals Day this week as well, because those are important, same as our pets. The farm animals are pets, for me anyway.
I'm going to go hug a cow right now, Doug.
Go, hug a cow. Thank you.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Parts of the United States are at risk for severe weather today. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Heavy rain flooded the streets in Chicago and areas of Kentucky on Sunday. Thunderstorms may develop across the mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains today. Meantime, excessive heat warnings are in effect across the south, where temperatures could approach 110 degrees in some places. Baltimore police say they believe more than one gunman was involved in a shooting that killed two people and wounded 28 others at a neighborhood block party in Charm City. Speaking at a news conference, Acting Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley confirmed that an 18-year-old female and a 20-year-old male were killed.
Currently, we're still at 30 victims. Ages range from 13 to 32.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Four after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. I don't know whether I should get into that conversation, Jay, or not.
I asked Jay,
why not?
If her father was funny. I know your father, I think I know him pretty well, I consider him a friend, and I think he considers me a friend. Other than our business relationship, I think we're just friends. Mm-hmm. So I always am curious with children what they think of their fathers. I got into this discussion with my grandson, Miles, over the weekend. We were talking about various things that he thinks are funny. Mm-hmm. And at eight, they're all about fart jokes. The kids just think it's hilarious.
Because so. It is. 8-year-olds are right.
So, anyway, his mother, of course, I'm the instigator, and she has, Megan has this look on her face And she has, ever since she was a child, she has this ability, the same expression on her face now that she had when she was Miles' age. So I get them all stirred up, because that's what you're supposed to do. Grandparents are supposed to stir up the grandchildren, right? And then leave. So I'm really pretty good at that. And and Brendan was my son, an unindicted co-conspirator in this. Actually, I think he started it. We were all over at Brendan's house for dinner on Saturday night. And for whatever the reason, we got around because Miles' cousin, my other grandson, Jasper, young, depending on what they eat, babies have gas. And so Miles thinks that's hilarious. Apparently they have contests for gas fart jokes in his class. And so he brings that to the surface after Brendan does his thing. And so we just got, and we started laughing, and we couldn't stop. We just laughed and laughed and laughed about nothing. What is the, you know, so what's so funny about passing gas? Why is that funny?
That's a good question. We need to do a deep dive in psychology. Why is it funny?
I don't know. Maybe because it's like prohibited. I can hear women, older women now, they're horrified that I'm talking about this on the radio.
They've already changed it.
Here it is, folks. Like it or not, Donald Trump farts. That's, you know, if we're going to use him as a standard, I guarantee you that Melania...
Look at you. A conversation that has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump
Bringing him into it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, the power this man yields.
That's right. Yes. I assure you that pretty much everybody that's involved in this, whether it's Alvin Bragg, I bet he's got, you know, all right, so this is becoming silly. At any rate.
I am legitimately crying right now.
Okay, good for you. The good news department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy, actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again. She was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it has been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well, right? You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty much.
Well, one of them weighed
enough.
4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well, and Holly is considered, I think, it's considered full term by 37 weeks. And pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
trimester. She was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living. So that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love it. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who's, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. She was, that was her commentary on the program. So,
well, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
Okay. Perfect. In fact, I am interested in thinking about what's going on with people who are moving. I saw a stat the other day. Actually, it was based, the stats started, the investigation that led to this statistical research was started in Sioux City, Iowa, where we can be heard. The people interested in is a demographic survey asking people who come into this supermarket, are they from the area originally? Did they move? Where'd they come from? What prompted them to come and live in this area? I thought it was really pretty interesting. They got a lot of stories from a lot of people about why we left where we were and why we came. Even some people who came to live in Sioux City who moved there from British Columbia in Canada. People are looking for peace and quiet. And there are lots of folks who think that Iowa may be the best place in this country for peace and quiet. I don't know if it really is. Iowa's a great state. It's a great farm state. Whether it is or it isn't, but it's just interesting that that exercise took place. You know, just as we think about how to make things real, that's a way. You know, we all think about where we live, why we live here. I get teased all the time about having been in Framingham all my life, and I've lived in the same pretty much half a mile radius in four different homes. And my wife, God love her, used to say to people when she was trying to get me away from the influences that seemed to distract from my relationship with her, one of the things she said, well, why don't we move somewhere else? And I said, well, where else can I go and do the things that I'm doing here? And so she would say that my umbilical cord was too short to move out of Framingham.
Aww.
And there may be some truth to that.
But you still travel. You still go places. Oh, yeah. It's more like, what's that saying? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I have a wonderful life, much to be thankful for. Pretty much everything in it is of value. The various things that I do, the most important value are those two grandchildren and my two children. And you put everything into perspective, and there really isn't. The radio work is a very important part of my life and has been a part of my life constantly since I was 17. I've been around cows all my life, which is a very important thing for me. The fact that I'm involved in some things here business-wise that I'm finding very rewarding for the most part, except having to deal with some of the idiots on local boards. But other than that, think about the good. And then we can, somebody just sent me a note, actually a picture, when I mentioned what was going on in Russia and all of the burials, all of the bodies that are coming back from Ukraine. This person sent me a picture of a sea of crosses, basically, that have to tell the true story of what's going on with the mercenaries that are being hired and sent over there, or just people that are being told, if you don't put on a uniform and go over to Ukraine, we're going to shoot you anyway. So it's either you get shot in Russia or you get shot in Ukraine and come back and be... But you can actually Google this. Just Google Sea of Crosses. And you'll see these crosses that go on, kind of like a military, there's a cemetery, certainly we think of Arlington National Cemetery, but there's one in right off the 405 in Westwood, as you go up the 405 in Los Angeles County, where there are thousands of soldiers that have been buried there in the military cemetery. It's just, I've only walked through Arlington National Cemetery once. As a matter of fact, it was when Tony's father died. He had been a bombardier in World War II, And he was given the honor of being buried at Arlington National Cemetery because of his record. And this speaks to the waste that war is. Here's a man whose entire psychological makeup was changed by his experience in World War II. And how many other, we hear this all the time about men and women who are in the service that are going through post-traumatic stress. We've just come into that since the Vietnam era. Certainly the soldiers had it in any conflict, but World War II was the biggest one. So when I think of the words that he shared with my son, my son told me what he told him about his service in the war, and my wife, his daughter, never knew what his experiences were like. He'd been on 23 missions crossing the English Channel from an air base there where they were stationed in England to bomb Germany, and he was the bombardier. So he would decide when they got over the target when to drop the bombs. And in, I think it was 13 or 14 of the incidents, his plane was shot down. And in one incident, everybody in the plane was dead but him, and he grabbed the controls of the plane to get it across the English Channel to land in the grass as you get right over Dover. And then the same thing happened to him two or three other times. He was shot. Everybody in the plane was killed. The plane was on fire when it landed. You know, that kind of stuff. You don't think that is going to have an impact on your psyche? My God.
Yeah.
Think about it. Never mind all the people you killed by dropping those bombs. But then what your own experience is in that circumstance. So
the continued state of the trauma response his body must have been through the rest of his life.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Greece's cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. My friend Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com. Our first alert when it comes to learning about the cars in our future. Mr. Miles is knowledgeable. He is trusted. He is helpful. He is genuine. He's confident. He's approachable. Yes. He could be the president.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Well, you weren't born here, though, so you can't be president, right?
Yeah, that's my one saving grace. I can,
All right. Your big event this week, what did you do? Nick always is around not just the country, but around the world, checking out all the new models. People, because of his radio and television work and his writing, respect his overview of what do we have in cars? What are we looking forward to in the cars? And so, what did you see this week that you thought was cool?
Yeah, so this week the 2024 Jeeps were here, and everyone goes, "Oh yeah, the Wrangler. It hasn't changed. It's the same thing. It's a great American icon. They honor the people that served in all of our military by putting the American flag on the side. It's just a good piece of Americana." Yes. You didn't think it could get any better, but Jeep really wanted to refine it. They wanted to fine-tune it. And these are the cars I like, right? When it's out there and it's already good, but they make it better. And they've done that. And so this 392, which has a V8 and 470 horsepower in it, I drove that through in the desert. And Doug, there's very little in the world will put a smile. I was washing sand out of my beard for days. it's just one of those things which just made it 12 years old again. And it just does it so easily. Climbing up rock faces, it now comes with a winch installed. Then you can, instead of those tiny screens in the dash, they've embedded the screen in the dash that looks like it was supposed to be there. It's not an iPad stuck on. They've just done such a good job.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. A lot of people think Jeeps are the best around. A lot of people, I know my friend who has the car dealerships, got three Jeep dealerships, and he loves driving around. Whenever I see him, he's usually driving a Jeep. So it's fun this time of year, especially if you take them to the, you know, to the beach buggies, those kind of Jeeps, you know, rather the Rubicon and that model rather than the Wrangler or the Grand Wagoneer, that sort of thing. You have also, we were talking before we went on the air about the Audi, and what's special about Audis, I find, I have a friend, this car dealer owner, one of my friends runs his Audi dealership, and I find the Audis, I drove one, he had me drive one, and I thought it was a very, very good car, very special car. But then when you look at them, and you look at the Volkswagens look about the same, ride about the same, so what do you need Audi for?
You know, I mean, Audi was supposed to be the technical version of Volkswagens. They were supposed to be somewhere between a Porsche and a VW. They were supposed to be better looking and higher tech and better performance. And it seems to me they get it right. And sometimes they get it right, and sometimes they're just horrible. I like to be able to go into a car dealership and know if I'm going to buy a brand, this kind of brand, it generally is going to be a really good brand. And it fits lifestyle on this. And there are very few bad brands out there. It's just that Audi, there are some cars that emotionally speak to me and do really well and have all those features. And then there's a lot of cars sitting in their lineup that are just like, why did you bother?
Maybe that's the same we could say that. I mean, as you're saying that, I'm thinking about Range Rovers and how many I've had over the years and what I really like, what I feel good in, a couple of different models. Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. There are a lot of people, you were talking about the Rolls Royce. Was that on the air or off the air? I can't remember whether we were talking about that. Anyway, artificial intelligence now with the batteries, the self-driving cars. Where in the world? This is all, for me, looks like an accident waiting to happen. All of this stuff.
Is we don't like it. Like the surveys are all coming back, and they're basically showing us that every result is we're not comfortable with artificial intelligence. We just don't like it. I mean, if you go to OpenAI.com, which is the people that sort of started the artificial intelligence game, and you can use it for, there's a really good test that you can do to see how good this stuff is. And type in your name and maybe one line about yourself. So say, you know, please write a biography for Doug Steffen and write, you know, the show that you're most associated with. And see what it comes up with. And it'll search the internet for stuff. And it writes a biography for me. And it looks like a great biography, except it's just not true. It's just not true. It's not who I was born in New Zealand. Not a mechanic.
Not
true.
And so not the real world. Yeah.
Right. You understand.
Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website. You should check it out.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.